House Bill 1188. This is a bill that will revise certain penalties for moving or obtaining a used mobile home or manufactured home without an affidavit for the county treasurer. We had proponent and opponent testimony on this at our last meeting. What we'd like to do today is to, I know Representative Tuple is here with us, to bring an amendment to that bill, and then we can have some discussion. I'll ask if there are any additional proponents and opponents to the amendment, and then we'll like to keep that relatively short and then get into action of the bill. But with that, Representative Tuple, welcome back to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Last time we met and dealt with House Bill 1188, we offered an amendment that was 1188 FA, and I believe that that was acted on, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Chairman.
That is correct, Representative.
That amendment was brought to us by Department of Revenue, and now I've got Amendment 1188 FC, and this is brought to us by the mobile home industry and make some changes that they felt were necessary to make the bill acceptable to them. Let me just kind of walk you through 1188 FC and the changes that it makes. The first line there on previous adopted amendment 1188 FA, delete, be the bottom line on 1188 FA. It's 1188 FA, we inserted on page 14, line 13, overstrike delivery and insert sale, and the first line on 1188 FC undoes that. So it puts the bill back into its original form on that line. What that was, Department of Revenue goes through all of these, and they're trying to make them all consistent, and sale would have been the consistent term they would have used for that. However, in the particulars of selling a mobile home, there are often times when the mobile home will be sold, but not before it's ever manufactured or delivered. And so delivery really is the appropriate term in that situation rather than sale. And Department of Revenue was in agreement with that as well. So that's what the first line does. The next three there deal with inserting the term licensed. What that is in response to is It will say licensed dealer on page 2, line 11, page 2, line 12, page 2, line 16. The industry is concerned. They have situations where they have dealers that might have 5, 6, 7 different locations that they operate out of in terms of selling mobile homes, but they'll all be under one dealership. And by inserting the term license there, they feel that that will separate those out so that the civil penalties are applicable to a particular location rather than if you've got a dealership that's got 7 different locations within the state, they would have a lot higher burden of in terms of the penalties rather than if they just had one location in the state. The civil penalties would then applied to a particular location they're operating from rather than if they've got multiple dealerships within a state having 3 penalties on 7 different locations in the state is a different thing than having 3 penalties on 1 location in the state. That's what that tries to address, and Jerry Volder might be able to explain that a little better. The next one there, that section inserts in section 3 for purposes of sections 1 and 2 of this act. If the owner, lender, licensed dealer, and transporter are the same party, the court may not assess multiple penalties for any one violation. So that if you've got a business that is both transporting and selling the mobile home, or they're transporting and they're selling and they're providing financing on a mobile home, they happen to be the same party, you're not going to hit them twice with the same civil penalty on the same violation. The next amendment there, page 3, line 2, and page 3, line 7, that simply is a technical to get that section referring to the proper section of the bill. it's referring to Section 1 there currently, and it's supposed to be referring to Section 2 of the Act. Okay. The next line there, page 4, line 24, before dealers insert license, that's the same correction as was made up above. And the last one there, page 5, line 3, deals with, it says, page 5, line 3, deals with mobile home dealers receiving mobile homes without the taxes being paid, the current year's taxes being paid. The concern of the industry is that what we're trying to accomplish here is that we want the taxes paid when the dealer acquires the home. Obviously, there's no taxes due on the home while it's sitting on the dealership lot, and they felt that that was unclear, so that if it's set over to the next year, there's no current taxes due, and they wanted to make that clear. So basically, that's just stating that the taxes were paid and current when the dealer acquired the home and brought it onto their lot. That's the gist of 1188FC. I think the county treasurers have reviewed all of those. According to Rich Satgas, they're in agreement with that. Mobile home industry's agreement with the amendments. I see no problem with them, and I'd like to move those at this time.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead, and we can have it as pending at least. Is there a motion to a motion on amendment 1188FC? Moved by Representative Jasper, second by Representative Frost. So we have a pending amendment, so we thank you for that. And if you want to hold there, we'll see how many others have. I now open up for additional proponent testimony on House Bill 1188 as amended and pending amendment. Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jerry Vogler. I'm executive director, and I'm also a lobbyist for the South Dakota Manufactured Housing Association. Our association does represent the factories. We represent dealers, finance companies. We also represent parks and as well as the transporters. We do support the legislation with the amendment. I guess I would like to just point out, thank Representative Tupel. Representative Tupel has worked with the industry in developing this legislation. That's something that's been lacking in the past, and we do appreciate that. I'd also say thank you to, while she's not here, the Lawrence County Treasurer. One of the things that we've been looking for some time is actual numbers in terms of how often this is happening. And during the last committee hearing, she provided those numbers to the committee. I was also pleased with her testimony when she talked about that what they're doing in terms of collecting the taxes, in terms of not only issuing distress warrants but collecting those taxes. That gave us a great deal of comfort, and we hope that that's the case statewide. The legislation does provide some extremely stiff penalties. I would point out to the committee that these penalties are in addition to the penalties that are already out there, in that a person with $1,000 of delinquent taxes, when you take all things considered, distress warrant fees, et cetera, interest penalties, that's the current penalties are $650 on that. And so House Bill 1188 contains even stronger penalties, including putting someone out of business. And it took us quite a while to get to that point, because when you put someone out of business, of course, as this committee knows, not only do you put the owner out of business, but you also put the secretary, the bookkeeper, the salesperson, the setup crew. And we have worked with Representative Tupel, and in our effort to show the support that we've believed all along that these taxes should be collected, we are going to go ahead and support House Bill 1188 with the pending amendment. In the end, success or failure of House Bill 1188 will depend upon whether or not the counties go out and actually do the enforcement on the provisions that are being put forth. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to ask.
Thank you. We'll hold questions. Time. Thank you, Mr. Vogel, for your testimony. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1188 that would like to testify at this time? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents that would like to testify? Seeing none, Representative Tupo, if you'd like, you want to come back and make any summary comments, and then we'll get into committee questions if there are any additional questions. I know we had them at the last time, but why don't I do it this way, Representative Tupo? Are there questions by members of the committee on relative to the amendment? Representative Jasper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Tupo, the only question I have is on the first line of the amendment. The intent of that is to put the bill back in the original form.
That's correct.
Okay, because I think we need to switch that around. Because
we had that same question, Representative Jaspers, and the way it was explained to us by Mr. Botts, who drafted the amendment, is that we're not overstriking delivery and inserting sale. We're deleting that whole line out of the First Amendment.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks.
You're satisfied? Any other questions? If not, why don't Representative Tupo, if you have any concluding comments, we'll do that and we'll get on with the committee action.
I just want to thank the committee for their consideration, and I want to thank Mr. Sadgas and Mr. Vogler for the work that they've put into this. We've been working on this for 2 or 3 months now, trying to come up with a solution that was agreeable to all parties involved, and I think we've got something that both the industry and the county treasurers feel is workable and will help alleviate the problem, and I would just ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tupel. At this point, I'll close the public hearing to testimony and open it for committee discussion and our action. We have before us, members of the committee, the pending amendment. We have the motion before us. Is there any other comments on pending amendment 1188FC? Seeing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We now have a second amended to House Bill 1188. Committee action. Representative Jaspers.
I move to pass as amended.
Moved by Representative Jaspers, second by Representative Koistinen. Comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is the final passage of House Bill 1188 as amended. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call a roll.
Representative Foley.
Aye.
Representative Frost.
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Hoskin. Aye.
Representative
Hoskin.
Aye.
Representative Foley. Aye. Representative Slaughter. Aye. Representative Tupel.
Aye.
Representative Whip.
Aye.
Representative Jasper.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
House Bill 1188, as amended, having received a majority vote, will go to the floor. Do pass.